Last time we were on last week when I was wearing the hoodie, you gave me a hard time, so I had to.
You look very sharp. I actually like that outfit. It was just easy to make fun of, but I actually really liked it.
Thank you.
Welcome to Highly Questionable. You have just learned that Sarah Spain is a raging fraud insulting our clothing. That's Sarah Spain. That's Izzy Gutierrez. Let's get started.
Could Zion be even better than we thought?
All right, so 31-9-5 as a 19-year-old in, and this is the important part, 28 minutes. He is dominating these games with his manpower, and I remind you that it wasn't that long ago that he came in as the third best recruit at Duke. This guy's game is still growing, and look at some of what he's doing last night here, leading the Pelicans back in a situation where you didn't care about that team, and now you do because they're fun, and they appear to have someone who is shape-shifting. He is changing a league where all the circus freaks look different than he does.
Yeah, at every stage of his career, you've seen him look so much better than everybody else, and that hasn't changed now. And Dan, I was watching that game last night, and there was a point where I said, this guy's going to win a scoring title. He scores kind of by accident sometimes because he's so big. If he just stayed inside the box, played his game that everybody thinks he should play, which is 5.4 feet from the rim, which is what his average shot is right now, he's going to be able to give you high 20s, 30s. He can be the Shaq of the small forwards, power forwards, if you will. But his teammates and everybody's telling him, hey, think outside the box. Do something different. He hasn't even tried that yet outside of that first game where he hit four threes. He took one last night, didn't make it, and was still absolutely dominant. In an age where we're talking about, hey, you got to be able to shoot the three, hey, he might be able to do that eventually, but he can perfect his game and absolutely dominate without having that element at all. So to answer the question, yeah, he could absolutely be better than we thought he was because he could be a 30, 32, 34 point a game scorer eventually.
Yeah, you mentioned Shaq. He's only the third guy in the last 30 years after Shaq and Grant Hill to have 7 20 point plus games in his first 10. And it only took him 9. This guy is doing amazing things, and he already looks stronger and faster and more in shape just from playing the games that he has than he did when he first came off of injury. And I think the thing stands. Yes, he could absolutely be even better than we thought he could be. But the hype coming out of Duke and what we expected before the injury slowed his NBA debut was this transformative, game-changing player that we're seeing right now. So I think the question remains less, can he be even better than we thought, which sure. And how long can he be this great? That's still the sticking point for me. His body, his weight, his ability to stay durable. You know, if he only has to do it in 28 minutes, that'll sure help, right? But I don't know if that'll happen every single game. So it's more about how long do we get to enjoy this absolute freak dominating.
Can I defend on behalf of all my big brethren the wide bodies who carry people day in, day out over about 28 minutes?
Wow. Wow.
I've been here for 8 years, giving you 250 shows a year, thick with two C's and thick in general. Come on, man. No load management here.
Excuse me. You took a 3-month honeymoon. That's load management to me.
Then we changed the whole show, and then next thing you know, the old man's not here anymore. It was weird. Yeah.
Are the 76ers back, or did they just get some home cooking from the refs last night?
Okay, what we got is the Sixers beating the Clippers and doing so at the rim with Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. And this is what that team tends to look like when it's playing at home. The reason the Sixers are so maddening, beyond the soap opera elements of them telling you that there's some locker room issues, is because they're inconsistent. And they're inconsistent because they look like that when they're at home. And when they're on the road, they have the same record on the road as the Knicks. You can't be a contender in the playoffs looking like that when you're 9-19 on the road.
Yeah, that's the answer here. They're not back because they had a great home performance. All they've been doing is putting up great home performances. They're 25-2 at home. If they weren't any good at home or away, we would just leave them alone. The reason that we keep belaboring the point about whether they're awful or back or Embiid is the guy or Ben Simmons is the reason that they can't perform up to expectation is because when they perform like this, we see the potential. We see how tough of a matchup they are. And then they go on the road and we question how mentally strong they can be and why it is that they could look like two completely different teams. So are they back? No. Let's see them do it on the road, as Stu Gotsen would say. Do it on the road. Do it in the playoffs.
This is officially the team we're going to judge week by week or game by game, right? It's these Sixers. And if you look at the actual availability of this team, there's a reason why they haven't been consistent. Joel Embiid missing all that time with his dislocated finger. You had Josh Richardson missing time with a hamstring injury, and he just came back, and last night's game was an example of how important he can be to this team. But the one thing that has been pretty darn consistent for this team all year long, other than their home play, is Ben Simmons. Ben has been giving you these types of performances. Whether Joel has been doing it next to him or whether Joel has even been available next to him has been the main reason why this team has been inconsistent. We've got people questioning Brett Brown. Hey, can he figure out how to work this offense? Well, the pieces around those two guys keep changing, and I'm not sure if they're melding the way they want to, right? And so I think the one thing that is consistent in what the team wants more of, it's effort from Joel Embiid. And regardless of how he gets it, whether it be being the villain on Twitter or being the villain and shushing his home crowd or just playing more aggressively, that's all Brett Brown really wants. That's all he's ever said is, hey, bury your guy in the post, get deep post-ups, and get easy buckets. Hey, roll hard. It'll make things more difficult for the opposition. So if he's getting this through other motivation, fine. But what Joel Embiid is doing is what Brett Brown has wanted all this time.
Izzy, quietly, they benched Al Horford. He's looked like he could be a little bit spent and part of the problem there. That was not a small move they made last night.
No, it wasn't. And we've been talking about their spacing not being ideal. We've been talking about them not having the right people around Joel and Ben. And while, listen, Al Horford was a great get for them because he got them away from the Celtics, he's not necessarily the perfect fit to play alongside those two guys, especially in today's NBA, especially when you have Ben Simmons who can't shoot. So I like the move for the team. I don't know if it's going to be too good for Al Horford personally.
Yeah, poor Al Horford gets booed and gets benched, and Embiid gets booed and then gets to have this comeback game where everybody loves him again.
Coming up next on my Soul Stevie show.
I call this a gift, not only to the Wades, because they become better and more evolved people by understanding and learning through the experiences of their daughter, but also a gift to the world, because when you put someone in a power position the way that Dwayne Wade is, and you challenge him with something that is surely a challenge, even as accepting as he might be, and he handles it this way, he gives an example to all the people out there that feel like they know him and that may not ever meet someone who's transgender in their lifetime, who are afraid of it, who don't understand it, and because of their connection to sports and Dwayne Wade, are a little bit of the door is opened ajar for them to step in and try to understand.
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Wendy's. Try a Big Bacon Classic today.
Highly Questionable is broadcast from the Clevelander Hotel on beautiful South Beach, Miami.
Will Dwayne Wade talking about his daughter on Ellen open minds within the NBA and beyond?
And his wife, Gabrielle Union, both very strong in support of being pioneers in an area where it can be difficult unless you are someone who, as a parent, loves in a way that is supportive. So let's go out to Dwayne Wade tackling something here that in the male testosterone world of sports sometimes can be frowned upon. He's saying, no, I am going to support my child because I love my child no matter what.
We take our roles and our responsibility as parents very seriously. When our child comes home with a question, when our child comes home with an issue, when our child comes home with anything, it's our job as parents to listen to that, to give them the best information that we can, the best feedback that we can. And that doesn't change because sexuality is now involved in it. So once Zion, our 12-year-old, came home, and first Zion, everybody, I don't know if everyone knows, originally named Zion, Zion born as a boy, came home and said, hey, so I want to talk to you guys. You know, I think going forward, I'm ready to live my truth. And I want to be referenced as she and her. I would love for you guys to call me Zaya. And so internally, now is our job to, one, go out and get information, to reach out to every relationship that we have. We're just trying to figure out as much information we can to make sure that we give our child the best opportunity to be, you know, her best self.
I understand if you're looking at this confused, you're looking at me saying, why are you making heroism out of this? You're too liberal. I understand if you're saying to yourself, hey, a 12-year-old doesn't get to decide his or her sex. I don't want to argue those things today. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in a parent coming out and doing something that was difficult because Instead of your child living up to what your expectations are for them, Dwayne Wade and his wife are loving enough that they are allowing a child to be supported with love no matter what the consequences are in the noise that is being directed at your television now, because there are people that don't approve of this.
This is such a layered subject here, and just for the perfect example of that is, look, we are still wrapping our minds around what it is to be LGBTQ in general, what it is to be gay and lesbian. If you look at in male sports, in the U.S. male sports, there's one team player, Colin Martin of the MLS and USL, who is out. There are no more. There are many women who are out and who have gone through a lot of the things that closeted male men would go through, but they're not nearly as championed as much as a man would when he would do this. And so that subject in itself, the fact that it's 2020 and we have one male who is out in U.S. team sports, goes to show you how much more growth we have to have here. And here you have Dwayne Wade, one of our sporting legends, the picture of masculinity while he played, doing this in real time, showing us, oh, I have a transgender child named Zaya, and I am supportive of that, and I'm telling you why that is. That is a lot for people to wrap their minds around. Will this open the eyes? Of course, it has to open people's eyes, because look at Dwayne Wade himself. It must have opened his eyes as a parent. Do you think he was ready for this when he first had Zaire and then Zion and then his daughter? He had no idea this was coming. He had to learn about this, and here he is sort of teaching others how to go about this. And the fact that we are, a lot of people's first response is to be offended by this, to think that the child is wrong. A child, when we are children, we are our most genuine selves. How could you say that this child is wrong or it offends you? That just shows you how far we have to go in this conversation. Dwayne Wade is taking you way further than you thought you were ready to go, and he's pulling you into the conversation. And that, of course, is a good thing.
So Pistons guard Reggie Bullock has been really outspoken about transgender rights because of his sister, but Dwayne Wade is on a whole nother level in terms of stardom, and it being his own child, I think, makes a big difference. It feels very common sense to say that you should love and support your child no matter what, that letting them be the person that they are and giving them the acceptance and the inclusion to succeed at whatever they might is very simple. But for some people, it might not be. And for Dwayne Wade to set an example opens up the minds of other people. I call this a gift, not only to the Wades, because they become better and more evolved people by understanding and learning through the experiences of their daughter, but also a gift to the world. Because when you put someone in a power position the way that Dwayne Wade is, and you challenge him with something that is surely a challenge, even as accepting as he might be, and he handles it this way, he gives an example to all the people out there that feel like they know him and that may not ever meet someone who's transgender in their lifetime, who are afraid of it, who don't understand it, and because of their connection to sports and Dwayne Wade, are a little bit of the door is opened ajar for them to step in and try to understand. I think this is going to be huge, and his role not only in this, but in acceptance of LGBTQ plus community could help what Izzy spoke to earlier, which is to say that locker rooms around the NBA might be a little less likely to abuse language and act in certain ways, knowing that their brother Dwayne Wade is out there speaking on behalf of this.
And think about this, guys. Zaya having this supportive people around her, this family, where she doesn't have to go around wondering if people are going to accept her. She doesn't have to go around hiding who she is and wondering, walking on eggshells around certain people. She's got this family who's very supportive, and she doesn't have to waste years of her life being afraid or shameful the way so many, whether it be transgender children or LGBTQ children in general, have to live by. This is something that's eye-opening. It's something that every potential parent should absolutely listen to. And just listen to her speak to it herself.
Just be true to yourself, because are you really even, like, it's what's the point of being on this earth if you're going to try to be someone you're not? It's like you're not even living as yourself, which is, like, the dumbest concept to me. It's just, like, you know, be true and don't really care what, like, the stereotypical way of, like, being you is.
She's wise beyond her years, and Ellen brought up an interesting point in the clip right after that, is that just his own protection and love for her will not protect her out in the world. And people are violent, and there are massive, very depressing numbers about violence against transgender people. What does that mean for Dwayne Wade, and then how will he use his voice to speak up for transgender people who maybe don't have the resources that he does?
Highly Questionable is brought to you by Zombies 2 on the Disney Channel and in Disney Now.
Time to play the game that's going to be on your televisions until 5:30 p.m. Eastern.
Do You Question is the name of the game. You can stop smirking with your around the horn promotion. You're on this show. Stay here. Be present. Give us topics and events. We question them.
Do you question if Obi Toppin really dunked on his younger brother, Jacob?
Okay, so this is what you have here. Dayton is really good at basketball this year, and Obi Toppin is a really good basketball player. His brother, less good a basketball player. He plays at Rhode Island. Ouch. And Jacob, before the game, Obi said, if he gets in my way, I'm going to put him on SportsCenter. So how about highly questionable, too?
A decent second place.
Got some separation. Boom!
Oh. No, he was dunk adjacent.
Let me get another angle on this one.
Yeah. He was only dunk adjacent.
But he is.
No.
And they called a foul, though. They called a foul. That's going to be on
SportsCenter.
Oh, he
did get fouled. Yes, I mean, he went windmill finish with the left and won. It's almost better than dunking on his brother.
And he's right-handed. Jacob, why'd you get your brother mad?
Sick dunk, but absolutely not over his brother. Come on.
Let's see a worse brother-on-brother foul. What do we have here in terms of something worse?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no, not the table.
Oh, the aim on that kid.
Yeah, but
get him in
the
major leagues.
You've got to get the knockout with the paddle when you're the little brother. You can't just hit
it. The shrieking.
We have no idea how that video ends, do we?
No, we don't.
No, I don't think we want to know.
As with most videos on this show, it's not pretty.
Do you question whether Pink put on the best performance in sports last night?
Look at Sarah. Did you guys notice that she was smiling at the mere idea that we were going to show dog videos?
Yeah.
So we've got Westminster Dog Show, and we've got Pink. The last 3 years, Pink has won the agility drill. So what's the question? Do you question whether this was the best performance in sports last night?
Was it better than Zion? Was it?
Wow, that's speed. Whoa.
Weave, girl. Oh, Pink has been here before.
Whoa. The speed. How does she even know what the next... Wow.
Hit it. She's just listening to instructions there. She's a good girl.
No one's beating Pink.
Why is her name Pink, by the way?
Wow. Her name's not Pink. Her name is Penelope Chanel Archibald Winchester Pink. I mean, I made all those up, but she has 11 teen names of some sort, and then they just call her Pink.
Respect the question. The question is, was Pink the best performance anywhere in sports last night?
Did you see anybody else that quick? Did you see anybody else changing direction the way Pink did? Did you see anybody else going inside of a tube and then coming outside of a tube?
No.
Nope.
No.
Clearly, Pink is the champion of yesterday.
Clear winner.
Of course, what does the opposite of Pink look like in that competition? What's the opposite of Pink?
Is it your
dog? Yeah, here we go. Oh,
uh-huh. Yes, buddy.
Yes.
Fine so
still
far.
A good The opposite of Pink is brown, apparently.
Yes.
The trainer is ashamed, but not the dog. Nope. Nope. Just quit, by the way.
That's
just
so
quit.
Sad.
Can you imagine that as a performance, like in sports, with human beings? Just poop on the court.
Excuse
and then
me,
quit.
Guys. I got to go.
Yeah, I think Paul Pierce can.
Time to play the game that has no idea what we're going to talk about during the All-Star break. See or no?
Oh, Izzy. Yeah. Got to wait
You tell
for
us
to
what's
catch
on
up.
Television. We'll tell you if we're intrigued.
Streaming on Discovery, Guardians of the Glades.
I mean, listen to the producer, that fraud.
Way
that
too excited.
Pretending that he's excited about this show. Is this the Everglades? Is there someone protecting us from the animals in the swamp of the Everglades? What is this?
You hear that?
Oh, this sucker. It's huge.
Got it. Guarding.
Oh, look how big.
Leave it alone.
Oh, she's big. Wow.
What are you doing and why?
I'm going to go for the head.
Fight that animal.
Come on.
Leave it alone.
One, two, and three.
Spider. Why?
Come on. No. Get it out.
take it.
That did look a little staged.
Little help, camera guy? Little help?
Whoa, okay. Wow, Drew Rosenhaus was just hanging out in the Everglades, and you bother him with a bunch of TV cameras, and that's what happened. Izzy, are you intrigued?
Not only am not intrigued, I have zero concern for that lady. She did she's getting exactly what she wanted out of this situation, and it's all on camera. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, good television. Right. Sarah, are you intrigued?
Yeah, Izzy said what I was going to say. She deserves that. Also, little help, cameraman. And finally, Kevin Durant still has time to get on all those burner accounts after that? Just kidding. I like KD.
That's all the time we have for today. Izzy Gutierrez, find him on NBA Sidelines in Sarah Spain. That's What She Said is the podcast. ESPN Radio is where you can find her if you don't want the podcast.
Or if you want both.
Or that.
Where are you going, Dan? Show's not over.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Of course.